Hello and welcome to this episode of Unlocking Human Potential. Today, my guest is Monsi, and she's going to be dropping some bombs, wisdom bombs, and some tips on how professionals and how service providers can or should even consider using Instagram to grow their business and to build their brand and stuff like that. So I'm super stoked to have Monsi on the call today. She's been working with one of my clients who I've been nudging because I think it's important to be out on social media and to be on Instagram. I'm a very intuitive business person, so I kind of know where I think people should spend time and migrate to. I don't always know why, and I don't always know the hows. That's why I have people like Monsi on the call with me. So she's been schooling one of my clients on Instagram, and I've noticed them getting some traction. So I wanted to have you on the call today. And, you know, most professionals, you know, business owners, whether they're commercial real estate guys, attorneys, CPAs, whatever, everybody's looking for more clients, looking for more business. And a lot of times they don't have a whole lot of time, but they know it. It's probably a good idea to invest some time in marketing and brand awareness and social media. So what I was hoping is we could get like, what would be some tips, number one, for getting in the game that doesn't take a lot of time that would have the highest leverage and the most value for people getting into Instagram. And I think we should probably start with assuming maybe somebody's not even on it yet. So we probably have to setting up an account. Like what are the points? Like what should people look out for if they're going to actually make a go at this and be professional on Instagram as a service provider, just with the basics of setting up an account? What matters with that, Monsi?
Yeah, of course. So we're going to start fresh from just like starting a brand new social media account and everything. And it's going to be a professional one just for business. Come up with a catchy name. You know, like the one I'm working with, it's the Apartment Geek. That's cute. It's catchy. People will remember it. So something memorable that people will want to look up and all that. And just it shows what you're selling to, what you're doing, what people want to look at and everything like that. And then also fill out the biography, what it is that you do.
Okay. So I already have a question, Monsi. So what's the difference between somebody's name and a catchy title? And why is that important or matter? So like you're talking about Chris Robinson, he's in commercial real estate. He sells apartments. Why not Chris Robinson? Why the Apartment Geek?
So Chris Robinson, it is a great name. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But it's not catchy. There's so many Chris Robinsons out there. Mm. So which Chris Robinson are we talking about? Oh, we're talking about the Apartment Geek.
Gotcha. Chris Robinson,
you know, gotcha. It's catchy. It already tells you that he's involved in apartments. Mm-hmm. The geek word right there means that he's knowledgeable in that field as well.
Got it.
You can use your name if you're like, share. You know, mm-hmm. Prince.
So I have a question for you. Sorry to interrupt you. I'm really excited about this. So someone like myself who has a unique name, there's no other Greg Klaumansers out there. You're gonna find me. But is there leverage in me changing my username to Biz Coach or San Diego Biz Coach or something like that? Is there value in that, or should I just keep it as Greg Klaumanser?
Should leave your name as is, because like you said, it is unique. Going back to Chris's, it's a name that's very common.
Yeah.
Yours is very unique in itself. Like mine, Monsi CMB, it's unique. Mm-hmm. So I just keep mine as is. And then under your biography, you just write what you do. Just keep it at that.
Gotcha.
I would suggest. Yeah. If it's something that's very common, I would suggest changing it. Mm-hmm. Okay. But if it's unique already, keep as is.
Yeah. And what's cool about Instagram, I think you could actually change your name. So if you started branding it, you could change it. It's not like Twitter where you have a username and you can't go back in and change it, right?
Yep. It's like having your first email account. You wish you can change it, but you can't.
Right. Got it. Now, how important is it to have a link in your bio, or does that matter?
If you have a website, I think it's very important. If you're a business profile, first of all, because you have your personal and your business profile. If you have a link, it takes the people, your followers, it takes them directly to what it is that you're doing. It can take you to your biography. It can take you to if you're selling something, you know, like to your cart, everything like that. It's very important to have a link there.
Gotcha.
This explains more of what you do and what it is, you know.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you your professional opinion here. That link, do you think that it would be wise to link to a capture page or just to an information page? Like what, how do you feel, you know, following somebody and then checking out the link and then going and them asking for an email or, you know, some sort of lead capture versus just sending them to something without that? Any thoughts on that?
I would say that just like a follower myself, I would rather just go to the information page instead of a capture one. It's just like bombarding you, you know, like already, they're already going for it.
Yeah.
You don't want to be taken aback a little bit.
Yeah.
If they see the information, they want to ask more questions. You can always have an email newsletter up on the top and they can always write down their information there if they really enjoy what they see.
Gotcha. Thank you. That's awesome. I had heard that from somebody else as well. I just wanted to get your opinion because, you know, one of the things on Instagram now is that, you know, when something comes through your feed or even a sponsored ad, you go, oh, that looks really cool. And you click onto it and they said, oh, we got to have your email address first before you can get the deal. People are just clicking out. They're just bombarded with that stuff.
Out too. I'm just like, you know, I was interested, but I just wanted to see the information, you know, like, I don't really know what you're telling me. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get bombarded with emails. I don't want to get, so always think about that too. You know, it's like, we already have a huge spam folder on our emails. Let's not add more.
Yeah. Got it. So, you know, anybody new onto Instagram, probably the very first questions they ask is, well, how do I get followers? Right. And what should my strategy be? So, does that make sense to talk about that?
No, of course. Completely. Yeah. I mean, if you're starting from the ground up, you obviously want to add your closest friends to you, your family already, that's building up traction, you know, and then people, acquaintances are going to start adding you, you know, like friends that you made 5 years ago kind of thing. So already that's just your little momentum thing. And then after that, trying to build even more clients or just more followers, et cetera. The biggest thing I would say is stay authentic to who you are and what you're trying to promote and everything like that. And it will come. Post a lot of content on what you're trying to sell, what you're trying to provide information of. Hashtags go a long way. You know, people click on those things all the time, and then making stories all the time as well, because when someone makes a story, it pops up.
Okay. So tell us about stories. School us on stories. Like what are stories and why should people be listening and paying attention to stories?
So stories, you can do a video for up to 15 seconds on Instagram, and you get to, it comes on the very top bar of your Instagram's page, and you just get to click on it. Some people post a lot, like 20 stories at a time. It just, you can give information there. Like for me, I just like posting pictures. You can post pictures as well. Doesn't have to be just videos, but so you get to post 15 second videos on there and just, for myself, I post selfies there, like get ready with me for makeup kind of thing, pictures of my morning coffee, or I'm working out, you know. You can ask questions now on Instagram. People can ask you questions now, which is pretty cool. It just, there's all this communication. Instagram's really like giving you information out there, and like you can ask all these questions and people will watch you.
Right. Got it. Now, what's the difference? Why would you post on stories versus just in your regular feed? And what makes sense about that, or what's the difference?
Yeah, of course. So sometimes when I take a picture, it's not I call it post worthy.
Uh-huh.
It's just like a picture that you want to take and show people what you're doing, but you know, it's not going to get a lot of traction. You don't really want it to stay on your story, because first of all, your page should stay cohesive, you know, as far as like the color scheme and like what you're posting all the time. You know, if you're just taking a picture of, like, for example, your coffee, it's like, well, I've seen that plenty of times. Like, why am I going to like it? Or why is it on your page? Like, what are you trying to do with this? You know, but if it's on my story, it's like, oh, 5 a.m. morning coffee, you know, first one of the day. It's just like, oh, okay, cool. Next story.
Okay. You know? Okay.
Yeah. It's like, you don't want to post, let's see, like all the day to day stuff that you do on your actual page.
Say that one more time.
You don't want to post like what you do on the actual day-to-day basis on your actual page.
Got it. So the stories is more the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then the feed is more about kind of the brand that you're building, the stuff that you're most proud of, I would guess, what you're creating or what you're up to. Is that what you're saying?
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool. Now, if somebody was just starting out, what would be something that they should be doing 5 or 10 minutes every day, so they don't, you know, have to spend, you know, their whole life or feel like they're getting sucked into it? What are the keys that somebody could say, okay, I want to see if this is for me. I want to see what kind of traction I can get. What would be two or three things that they could do in 5 or 10 minutes that would make a difference?
Yeah, of course. So one of the main things I would say is go on your little search tab, and let's just say we're doing commercial real estate. Let's say that's our business.
Mm-hmm.
Type in commercial real estate for the hashtag and start liking pictures. You know, if you like something, give them feedback, write a comment, do this, do that. A picture doesn't take you more than 2 minutes to write feedback or like. It's only like a minute or a few seconds.
Okay.
So engaging in that, and then people will look at your page, they'll start following you, see that there's a lot of you know, similarities between them. You're both in commercial real estate, so that is one of the main things that I would recommend, the biggest actually factor of it.
Okay.
Another one is make a story, whether it's a picture, whether it's a boomerang, whether it's a video. It just takes it's 15 seconds long. It's not even a minute long or anything like that.
Okay.
Another one I would definitely suggest is make a post if you can. You know, it's like you have a picture that you've been trying to post, might as well just post it now. Or just go and follow similar people that you've been wanting to follow.
Okay, so let's break that down. So first thing is to go into the search and search hashtag relevant keywords that you're trying to connect with people with. So if I'm a mortgage person, then I probably would do a hashtag hashtag San Diego Realtor or San Diego Real Estate or something like that.
If I want Realtor, just to break it down more locally, like that's also a key thing also, is keep it local if that's what you want.
Okay.
San Diego mortgage or realtors, and then just go through there, start liking, engaging.
Okay.
You might learn some stuff too. They might learn stuff from your page. And then just build that connection and the communication there. And because of Instagram's new algorithm, they won't see your stuff and you won't see their stuff unless there's a communication between you guys. So if there's likes, if there's engagement, you know, that includes comments, that includes, you know, asking questions, et cetera.
So that's really important. So that was one of the questions I was going to ask you, like, particularly older generations, I don't know if it's older or whatever, but they're what I call social voyeurs. They're just social voyeurs. They're not in the game. They just kind of sit on the beach and watch everybody surf, you know, or they sit in the stands and watch everybody play. So why should, or does it make a difference, or what advice would you give people in terms of liking, commenting, reposting, all that stuff? Like, why is that important? Why is that a big deal?
It's definitely important because, like I said, it's the whole engagement. People will start looking at your profile, and even someone who just commented on their profile might be like, oh, I'm interested to see who this guy is, you know. You want to actually engage, though. You don't want to just be like, oh, cool, nice picture, You know, it's mm-hmm. just like, if it's something that you're really interested in, just type something up really quick and just be like, oh yeah, this is my thoughts on this, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Be an actual person.
Yeah.
Be an emoji, you know, like you want to engage with that person.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, what about the person who's really insecure and feels like, oh, that just is what too much for me. What advice would you give somebody that's new? You know, because somebody new coming into it, they're like, I don't know, Monsi, she's really cute. I don't want to be creepy and engage with her or whatever it is. Like, what advice would you have for people that are really kind of insecure or second guessing themselves or just don't know how to play in this?
One of the biggest things I have to say is you're already hiding behind a phone, behind a laptop, behind a iPad, mm-hmm. whatever device it is you're using. So don't let that get to you, the insecurity. Mm-hmm. If you want to like something, by all means, like something. If you want to make a comment on something, mm-hmm. whether that person responds or not, that's on them. You know, you did your part. Don't feel bad about what people are going to think or anything like that, especially nowadays when everyone just throws out their comments like anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is what it is.
Cool. You know? Cool.
There's no good or wrong answer for whatever comments you're writing.
Okay. Okay. Good, good, good. You know, one of the things I've noticed about Instagram and why I'm noticing I'm spending more and more time on that and less time on Facebook and all that, it just seems like a better vibe. Like it's more positive. It seems to be more uplifting. There's not as much bashing, as much arguing and all of that. Yeah. Can you say anything to that? Is that?
I completely agree with that statement. I myself find myself more on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Than I do on Facebook. On Facebook, it's just people are ranting or posting like videos and doing this and doing that. Whereas on Instagram, you know what you're there for. You're following the people that you want to follow.
Yeah.
If you don't want to follow your Aunt Sally, you don't have to follow your Aunt Sally. And now on Facebook, I feel it's all like, she's my aunt. I have to.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's like you follow who you want to follow. You like what you want to like. It's all positive. You know, get to search whatever you want to look for.
Right.
And it's just the content already itself. It's nice.
Okay, cool. Maybe you could enlighten us a little bit about what direct messaging is and what your experience has been on that and if that, what value that might be for people playing in the space of Instagram. So could you say something about direct messaging and what your take on all that is?
Yeah, of course. So for an actual business profile, I feel that it's important for other followers to send direct messages if you're interested in the product that they're selling mm-hmm. or just in the kind of information you're trying to get. For example, at the Apartment Geek, we get a lot of traction from people, young people interested in apartment investing or brokerage and stuff like that, you know? And it's cool because they don't really want to ask them in the comments or they don't want to ask where people can see that they're asking those because the whole insecurity thing comes out.
Yeah.
But messaging, it's just you and that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no one else watching. There's nothing like that.
Yeah.
You can ask whatever it is you want. And I feel like we get to them faster in a direct message than we do in comments.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Good. 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 Now, what about, so that would be kind of fielding direct messages, but what about the value of sending direct messages and do people actually respond back to direct messages? What's been your experience about that?
Yeah, so for the Apartment Geek, we always definitely respond to them at least by the end of the night, you know, or just an hour afterwards or anything like that. Mm-hmm. On my own personal account, I do respond to every single one of them because I'm just a friendly person, Eli. I like making new friends and stuff like that. I don't think anyone's a creep unless they come off that way after a few conversations. But I feel, I think it's very necessary to do direct messages.
Yeah, cool. Well, you know, what you just said right now makes a lot of sense because I came across something, Monsi. It said, find people who have a profile with a decent amount of followers, but also the ones that engage. So like if people go through Monsi's feed, you know, they'll see that she's very engaged with people. And that's kind of the red flag or the tell that there's a high percentage that she would direct message you back versus the people that aren't very engaged, that maybe don't have as many people, probably further and farther and further between getting back to you.
It goes both ways too. It can be like less followers and they don't respond, or it can be more followers and they don't respond.
I see.
You know, sometimes these people who have millions of followers and stuff, they don't even have the direct message link because they just don't want to hear it, you know? And sometimes they respond back to the comments. For me though, I'm all about engaging with people and followers, and I just like learning about other people too, you know? If I like your vibe, I'll add you. You know, like
That's what I love about you. You're very engaging, really warm, really easy to get to know and connect. I really love that about you.
You're
a demonstration of that. Cool. Gosh, I had something else here. What was I gonna say? If something comes up on your end, feel free to jump in.
Yeah, of course. We were talking about direct messaging. Engagement.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things, because I'm kind of, you know, I'm late to the party on Instagram. You know, I'm just getting into it. And the direct messaging thing seems to make sense for me, just to kind of strike up a conversation one-on-one, because that's kind of where I do my best work, is a direct, maybe even an offline conversation is what I'd be looking for.
The one thing I will say about direct messages though, mm-hmm. is that a lot of people do the whole copy and paste, like, hey, insert name here, you can tell when it's very scripted. That takes away from the engagement from me. From the apartment geek as well, you know, it's just like, it's too scripted, you know, you're already not one-on-one because there's a device in front of you. Forget that stuff, you know, take the script away and just yourself. You want to ask a question? Ask a question.
That's a good point. So I got two questions. One is outsourcing your Instagram and losing your own voice. So I see that happen a lot, where a professional goes, oh, I'm just too busy for this, and they outsource it. And the voice, you could just tell, is coming from, you know, a kid practically versus a professional. So I think what you said earlier about being authentic and having your voice and not losing it is important.
It's very important, because that's why people are following you. Imagine, like, if I'm writing everything and I have my own type of personality, and then all of a sudden it's your Instagram and you step in and make a post, people are going to be like, is he okay? Like, is something going on? Like, it's not the bubbly self that it normally is, you know, or like that. People can tell instantly. I know it's just text, but you can actually like sort of tell the kind of personality text is sending, you know?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I had that other question that came. Oh, I know what I was going to ask you earlier when I went brain dead. is there a way to find people who are more active or who have larger followings? Is there a way to do that? Or is it just kind of hit or miss? Like, how would I find, you know, influencers, I guess would be a way to say it, who have at least 10,000 or more followers? Is there a way to do that, and would that make sense?
Yeah, on Instagram you can definitely just look up like, if you want to look up influencers or personal development, usually it's like the top few people, because there's a little small section at the very top when you search someone or something, and it says top post.
Okay.
So usually those top posts are from like people that already have a lot of traction, or people that, you know, everything's going great for them as far as followers go and interaction, engagement. Another thing that I use also is just search it up online. That's what I did. It's just like, you know, I'm trying to find physical therapists and stuff, because that's my main field. What physical therapists can I follow on Instagram? You know, credible sources, this and that. And that, it opened up so many doors for me.
Oh, wow. So you actually Google physical therapist on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And then that would bring it up.
That
and then
would you'd bring go, it up, yeah, like top 10 to follow kind of thing.
Or oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's great.
And then you can always like just look on theirs and see who they're following too, because normally they'll have a smaller follower who they follow a number, and then you can just search who they're following too.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, let's talk about following and following practices because you know, I see some people with really large accounts and they're following hardly anyone. And then I see other people following a lot of people, but not having many followers. And I know for certain that a lot of people's strategies is to go follow a bunch of people, hopefully get a follow back, and then dump all the people that followed them. So can you talk about following, unfollowing strategies a little bit here and what makes sense?
Of course. For the apartment gig, I definitely go and search up different, you know, commercial real estate brokers or apartment investors and stuff like that. So we're on the prowl of just engagement and just following them and all that stuff. No deletions. It's just stuff that you want to see as well. Mm-hmm. And that just helps boost other people to search. If you're searching apartment investors and stuff like that, mm-hmm. the apartment geek will show up as well.
Okay.
We're already engaging with other people.
Yeah.
Eventually down the line, if you don't like what you're seeing from that person, or it's not what you thought you were going to see from that post, you can eventually delete them. There's nothing wrong with deleting or adding someone.
Okay.
Another thing is like for the people who have millions of followers and they follow only like 2-3 accounts. Usually there's someone that's outsourced controlling that account right there, and they already have enough followers. They probably have their own little separate secret account that's just for family and friends.
I see.
Like that's just their personal business one, or the face, basically.
Okay. So, so you wouldn't be penalized within Instagram for having a more following or followers, following to followers ratio type of thing, because like back in the day, Twitter, you know, when Twitter was going on, they had some weird algorithms, and it's like they would actually, you'd get penalized in some way for having more followers than following type of thing. Is there anything like that going on in Instagram?
Yeah, you don't get penalized for having more followers than you do, you know, you're following kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You don't get penalized for that. You do get penalized for adding so many people at the same time, because they're just like, okay, we'll take it back a notch, you know?
Yeah. So tell us about that. Tell us where the sweet spot is on following, so you don't get slammed by or penalized by Instagram.
You can only add up to like 25 people per hour kind of thing, or 50 people actually per hour.
Okay.
Only add up to 7,500 people on your page. That's it.
Okay.
You can't pass that whatsoever. So that's when you can delete people and all that.
Okay.
As many people can follow you.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if it's millions, if it's just 100, if it's 1,000, that number does not matter.
Got it. So 25 people you can add follow per hour.
It's more 50 like per hour before Instagram starts looking at your page like, what are they up to?
Yeah. Got it. And then a max of 7,500 followers total. And that's what you'd have to pare down. You'd have to figure out who to unfollow or whatever if you want to go follow more people. Okay,
and
gotcha.
Only unfollow, it is 600 people per day.
You can only unfollow 600 per day. Okay, got it. Day,
and then only 50 people every 2 hours.
Oh, and 50 people every 2 hours. Okay.
So there's a whole thing right there, because then Instagram will start, they'll start like looking at your page and they'll block you from adding someone or deleting someone. They'll block you from doing that. And it'll take like 2 days in order to regain that access again.
Okay. Gotcha.
Because they just got to look at what you're doing. Is this like a fake account? Is this like, what are you trying to sell here? Or they're just looking at your profile.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I started off my account really shy. You know, it was just like personal. I only had like a small group of friends. It was like, and it was almost like, this is the real me. All my other social media is, you know, whatever kind of branding. And then I kind of came over to Instagram and I'm like, okay. And I turned it from personal into a business. And now I'm really having a lot of fun because it's a creative outlet for me. I'm really finding a lot of joy in that. I forgot what I was going to say again.
making it personal in business.
Yeah. Oh, so my question was, I've always been reluctant to follow a bunch of other people. Mm-hmm. Just because I only wanted people that I really wanted to engage with. For example, they give us a lot of suggestions of people to follow, you know. Mm-hmm. What's your take on that? Like a lot of people, it'll say, oh, you're Facebook friends with them, follow them. Or, oh, their people are following you, you should follow them, or suggestions. So could you speak to maybe strategically who to follow, what approaches? Should I be following back everybody in my Facebook or not?
No, it goes back to the whole Aunt Sally thing. You know, it's like, if you don't want to follow Aunt Sally, you don't have to follow Aunt Sally on Instagram. Mm-hmm. The suggestions are just there because you have other accounts that are linked. And mm-hmm. so you can have your Twitter account, you can have your Facebook account, your Snapchat, all these different accounts. So they just like look at who you're following there. So those are a lot of the suggestions that you have. Yeah. Another one is what you're hashtagging, where you're at. Like if you're tagging Carlsbad all the time, mm-hmm. you know, they'll mm-hmm. look at people around Carlsbad in your area who have the same similarities as you do. Mm-hmm. So it's the whole Instagram algorithm. They yeah. know what you're doing. Yeah. You don't have to add everyone, mm-hmm. or you don't have to add everyone at all. You know, yeah. just take a look at their profile. If you like what you see, follow them. If you don't like what you see, by all means, you know, if, mm-hmm. for example, if they suggest you to follow some makeup guru, mm-hmm. You're just going to be like, well, this isn't really for me. You know, like I don't need to follow them.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So the professional listening to the call, so you would advise them to follow, you know, like we said, hey, you got a few minutes, go follow, how many people, you know?
I would say not even a lot either. I would say between 5 and 10 people that you're actually really interested in engaging with.
Yeah.
You know, not just adding them just because.
Yeah.
There's so many random and fake accounts out there, spam accounts, you know, it's just, don't add randoms.
Yeah. That's why I've taken it really slow and organic, like, and maybe you could speak to this next is, I see people following me, and I've been reluctant to follow them back, you mm-hmm. know, because it either feels like they're wanting to do a follow me, follow back type of thing. Yeah. Like there's some people you can feel that, or it's an auto, it's like it's a bot or something like that. Yeah. What suggestions would you have about follow back?
I mean, it's only if you like the page, you know. Okay. I have a lot of people on my account, who follow me. And mm-hmm. they send me direct messages, they comment on my page. And yeah, I'll respond back to them on the comments and I'll respond back to the direct messages and everything. But looking at their profile, I don't need to see that all day. Yeah. It's not something that I'm interested in. You know, yeah. I just follow people who I want to follow and yeah. what I want to receive. Obviously my close friends I follow, my family that I want to follow. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to follow everyone that follows you. There's yeah. no like unbroken rule from that or anything like that. If they want to unfollow you, by all means, they can, just because you didn't follow back.
Got it. So basically follow people that you like, you enjoy and trust.
This is something that you want to go on and see something that you want to see. You know, you mm-hmm. don't want to see stuff that is uninterested to you. You know, it's just, no, I mean, I've even unfollowed some family members. So I'm just like, I don't need to see that stuff.
Yeah. Gotcha. So, you know, I think that when we talked on the phone the other day, I had heard, and you said, don't worry about it. But I had heard that you might want to have multiple Instagram accounts. Like, you know, say a commercial real estate guy did an apartment one, and then maybe he did another one for investors only or something, or surfing only, or car enthusiast only, you know.
It's just such a struggle maintaining all of those.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it's just like the whole you're trying to get feedback from all these people, but are you just going to follow surfers on one account and only surfers follow you, or just car enthusiasts in one and all that mm-hmm. stuff? I think it's great is being able to switch your Instagram into a business profile because the link is there and all that stuff, but you're also showing the personal side of you.
Yeah.
You
know, yeah.
You're professional, you're this, you're that, but you also have a life. You yeah. like to surfing, you like to yeah. play football. You right. have a kid, you know, oh, you're a family man. That's yeah. cool.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I have a perfect example of that. One of my clients who, he has a commercial laundry, business. Mm-hmm. He got really into these, mud runs, and then he up-leveled it to Spartan. He's in the Spartan, events, and now he's in Spartan elites, and he's got like, a workout, rings in his backyard and ropes from his tree oh. to climb. Like he's really, really into it. And he was just telling me yesterday or the day before that some of his clients follow his Instagram, and they're really inspired by what he's doing. They go, oh, my God, that's so cool. So I think that's kind of points to our authenticity, our brand. Like
it's who you are. It's not yeah. someone you're pretending to be or just – not someone that you've been pretending to be. It's not just someone that you're trying to portray all the time.
Yeah,
you know, it's yeah. just like, this is me. I stepped down from that quite a bit, you know. And then also think about it, you can get people that are in the fitness realm. Maybe you're posting those rings and like the shoulder rope, the battle ropes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You can follow people that are into fitness can start following you, and then all mm-hmm. of a sudden they're interested in what you do professionally.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe you got a client doing that, mm-hmm. you know. And it all started because you had some battle ropes in your backyard.
Yeah that's super cool,
you know. So it's just cool. like using everything you have mm-hmm. to its authenticity, and people, you can get so many clients from that.
Just gotcha. From that. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Well, what shouldn't people post? what are the don'ts, you know, on the Instagram? Don'ts? Yeah.
Anything that you know is bad in your head already. Like people are gonna look at me and like, what is this? Obviously you don't wanna post like nudity. Uh-huh. You don't wanna post you know, bad images like, you know, someone dead or dying kind of thing.
Okay.
See that, or someone holding a puppy that's bad, you know, mm-hmm. like a bad thing.
Yeah.
You wanna post good stuff.
Yeah.
You don't want to post anything bad. You can always get reported too. I've reported so many accounts before just because I'm just like, dude, you just posted something that like it's just, yeah, no, I'm like, I'm reporting that because
yeah.
it's so bad and I don't want to continue seeing this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, you can always report something if you want, but yeah, definitely there's a lot of stuff you shouldn't be posting out there.
Okay, cool. Well, Monsi, this has been really helpful. If we could do a little bit of recap on like the do's and don'ts. So mm-hmm. I think the first thing you said straight out of the gate is go to the search and hashtag.
Definitely use the hashtags, yeah.
Yeah, yep, okay.
Definitely hashtag just with what you're interested in. Mm-hmm. There's so many different hashtags out there, like Insta good or pick of the day kind of mm-hmm. thing. If you want just mm-hmm. to go see, you can.
Yeah.
If you're trying to use it as a business, go for what portrays to your business and then start looking from there. You know, that's an easy way to do already.
Okay. So that's tip number one. Tip number two is make sure your profile's set up properly. And if you have a common name, make sure that you brand a name, a catchy name for people to remember you with mm-hmm. your kind of your brand in there. And then, you also mentioned doing stories, videos, 15 seconds a day, whatever, to keep in front of your people. If you have mm-hmm. a little bit more time to a post, have it be positive, uplifting. The distinction between stories and your feed or your post is only post stuff that you're proud of, that kind of represents your brand, and then everything else would go to the feed. It's exactly. The stories, if you will, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And then follow people. You gave some really good numbers on how to stay out of trouble mm-hmm. with Instagram. Only follow up to 25 people an hour, 7,500 people max, so you keep your account out of trouble. And then if you're going to unfollow, you can unfollow no more than 600 a day, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
And not all at once either. You can't just go on like on a spree.
Got it. 50 per every 2 hours, you said, or 25 an hour about. Okay. Got it. Got it.
I want to take it nice and slow and easy.
Okay. Good, good, good. Mm-hmm. Anything else that I might have missed in terms of the recap?
Just staying authentic to who you are and what you're trying to portray. You know, don't pretend you're someone you're not. It's just stay true to who you are. Mm-hmm. Is the biggest advice I would say in general.
Yeah. Got it. Well, I hope to have you on again. We'll do another one when I come up with more questions.
Yeah,
but for today, I think that was really helpful. Mm-hmm. As a jump start, and you answered some really good questions. God, there's probably just a million other questions I could ask you, just kind of going down the Facebook app and, you know, what is this, what is that, what to do.
Yep. Yeah.
Last but not least, you know, I tried with Chris the other day, kind of experimented with the live videos and bringing somebody else into the call. I was so
happy and proud.
I tripped on that, and I finally figured it out. But that was cool, wasn't it?
It was really cool. It's funny you did that, because right when my boyfriend and Chris went to Nicaragua, he was doing a live video, and I chimed in and became part of that live video as well. And it's just cool, you know, like there's people watching who want to engage in there and just listen to what you want to listen to. And the fact that you're having someone else in that video too, it's just like, wow, this guy's having a following and he's having a guest.
Yeah.
It's cool.
That's an idea I have, and why I wanted to be around influencers or even other professionals coming here. You know, one of the things I love about working with you and Chris is that there's what I call social synergy. Like there's really something happening between the three of us and what's going on. And I would love it if more of my clients and professionals came on and found what I would call like a social media mastermind group, where they're actually helping and supporting each other. And as a business coach, one of the things I was thinking on with the video lives is bringing on clients and spotlighting them, saying, hey, this is Carlsbad chiropractor here. And then I could send it out to all my people. And then he would also send it out to his following, saying, hey, this is Coach Greg. Really love what his message is, or whatever it is. So
no, exactly. And all they have to do is just send a request, and then you, as like the actual host, you just respond to it saying yes, like request granted, and they're in that live video.
It's a great
idea, because then people also feel like, hey, I'm actually engaging with this person. You know, like this is actually pretty neat. Someone who thinks that I can never engage with is actually engaging with you.
Yeah. So many possibilities.
So many doors can open with just social media and just going live and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And it's cool, because going live, it's very impromptu. You know, it's just like, there's no script. There's no anything like this. It's just like, this is what you get.
We're really moving in that direction. Even like Zoom calls like this, which we're doing, which will be all converted into a podcast. But getting people on this platform in webinar format, what I've been noticing is that seems to be the direction people are going. Not these old webinars where you come in and there's a PowerPoint presentation, they run you through.
It's the
whole live thing and interaction and things not being so polished. It's like, thank God that day has come, because I was built for that day.
Yeah. I talk a lot with my hands. It's probably the Latin blood in me, but I'm like, I express myself. So when people see that I'm expressing myself like that, you can tell that I'm excited to talk about this.
Cool.
Cool.
So if people want to connect with you here, how would they do that? How would they connect with you?
They can follow me on Instagram, Moncy CMB, so MONCYCMB. I can do follow backs. It depends. Like I said, I don't follow everyone.
Yeah.
I post everything I want to post. You've seen, I post these makeup, fitness.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it's just like everything that I do on a daily basis, you know, it's what my profile is. I post a lot on my story, so people know when I'm getting my morning coffee or when I'm going to go work out.
Nice.
All about engaging. So yeah, if people want to follow me, definitely take a look at my profile.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the call. I really, really appreciate it.